Changing gears, the Wyoming Business Council has hired Sean Rees to take over as its CEO this month. Rees replaces Bob Jensen, who stepped down in March. Rees worked for the Business Council for many years and has recently worked for Governor Meade. We start the conversation by discussing whether the state is making headway on diversifying the economy.
I think we are. I think we've created a good foundation from which we can build. I think we see signs of diversification across the state, and I think that we need to identify those clusters of opportunity and continue to foster new growth, inspire entrepreneurial development. What I've told the board through the selection process is I think that the Business Council needs to look at several different avenues. One, we need to think big. We need to think about ways in which we can add value to our natural resources. We need to think small. We need to make sure that we have the tools in place to help small businesses, which are the backbone of Wyoming's economy. We need to think new. We need to find ways to grow that new technology sector, take advantage of successes with Microsoft or NCAR, or many businesses in Sheridan and Jackson and Laramie. We need to think local. We need to make sure that our communities are vibrant places with the best infrastructure and leaders to continue to grow local economies. We need to be thinking global. We need to make sure that Wyoming is on the map, that Wyoming's businesses are export ready, and that we're able to match companies up with new market opportunities here and abroad.
Sean Rees visiting with us. As you talk, and you were obviously talking about a lot of the state, I think what I've heard in the last, couple of years and maybe even longer than that, is that there's been a concern among some that a lot of the economic development that we've had in the state, much of it is frankly been centered on southeast Wyoming, maybe even more specifically on Cheyenne. Is that a fair criticism? And then maybe how do you get out of that box?
Well, certainly Cheyenne has some competitive advantages with the intersection of the interstates and two Class 1 rail lines. But I think that we are seeing activity around the state. We're attracting manufacturers in Sheridan, growing a technology sector there. Jackson's got some amazing research and development businesses, creating robotics and other very cool things. So we have successes all around the state, and we need to do a better job of profiling them, elevating them, and showing Wyoming communities, regardless of what corner of the state you're in, that there are potentials to diversify the economy.
And, you know, I used to talk to people all the time that would say, you know, this is an energy state. Don't forget that. Just always have your focus there. But there have always been people who have been a little nervous about that, especially those of us who lived here in the 90s. Are we still spending a little too much time and energy, or is that, frankly, kind of what our base is and we are going to have to spin off from there?
Well, I think when we look at developing a value-added sector, as we look at the work that the governor and legislature did this past session in creating an industrial plan, a value-added plan, we have the opportunity to do more than shipping raw commodities or electrons out of the state. So we've got a great opportunity within the energy sector with our great mineral base here, and I think that's something the Business Council needs to really focus on.
One of the things that people have asked me about, and I wanted to get your take on this, is the nonprofit sector. Have we been giving enough attention to that?
I think that the nonprofit sector, like many small businesses, often are operations that are month to month and that really require that business mentorship, assistance in effective boards and leaderships and preparing budgets. So many nonprofits are involved in business council activities and community and economic development. So we really do need to find a way to strengthen that important economic sector.
I understand that sector is actually growing quite a bit in our state.
I haven't seen any recent statistics, but I do know that in the past when they looked at how many nonprofits there are across the state, it's a very large sector of our economy.
I'm curious, as you look critically at the Business Council, what's an area that maybe you'd like to come in and just strengthen and maybe, you know, beef up right away?
If our plan is to think big and to think small and to think new and think local and think global, we've got to make sure that the entire organization is aligned behind those areas of focus and that the programs are also in alignment. And so I think that organizationally we need to think like a business, and if that's our plan, that everything is in alignment with that, and that may be refocusing attention or beefing up certain aspects of the Business Council. I think that the many UW partners, the Wyoming Business Network through the Market Research Center or the Business Technology Center in Laramie, Small Business Development Center, those are key partnerships, and I want to grow those even more. So they're not just helping individual entrepreneurs or small businesses, but they're providing some guidance for the state in a higher level.
My take, and just as reporting on some of these things, it seems like those have actually been critical to growing and at least getting the kinds of jobs that younger people might be interested in.
I think so. And, you know, part of that thinking new is thinking about what does this new workforce, what are these new entrepreneurs looking for in communities where they want to live? They can frankly live anywhere. So how do we make our communities competitive? Are the business needs of these tech companies and entrepreneurs, they may be very different from our traditional small businesses. And so we've really got to understand what does it take for the state of Wyoming to grow those small companies, those entrepreneurs. Do we have the most modern, responsive set of tools that are competitive with the other states who are also working to attract the same workforce and the same entrepreneurs?
Sean Reese will soon be taking over as the CEO of the Wyoming Business Council. Sean, thank you very much for your time.